Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Outside would have a hitch. You're inside. You have the corner. It's going to be flatter, so it's not going to be a high angle shot. This one's going to be probably going to be 25-30 on the sideline.
Of my word, people know I'm gonna talk my. I rep who I want to rep, but
we slinging that
man. He is throwing at me.
Hey, man.
Thank you, bro.
Listen, today's guest doesn't need any introduction, but what we do need to say is we need to thank him for the opportunity, for gracing us with his presence, and being able to sit down and talk and ask some of these questions that we do have today, because he hasn't given very many interviews. So the fact that he was able to sit down with us here on this platform, Cap, we want to say thank you. You know, just
appreciate
to get the show started. Man, I really, really, yeah. really appreciate it. Really
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
I think one of the things I always admired about you is your passion not to give up for what you want to do. And what surprised me was how great a ball you throw.
Your arm was me either. Me either. I said
just
the
being
same
honest,
thing.
He has a very strong arm. I'm putting him up there in the upper echelon with the Brett Favres, the Aaron Rodgers, the Michael Vicks. I had no idea. Day one, I was out here. You know, I had no business. My finger messed up. look at my finger. Can you zoom in on that? Look at my pinky.
Yeah, that ball coming.
It's coming.
Hey, the faster I get in your hands, the more time you got to make a move.
Right.
We try to get in the end zone.
Question, do you want to play football?
Absolutely. I mean, that's without question. And I mean, to your point, what you saw out here, that's 5 years of training behind the scenes to make sure I'm ready and stay ready at the highest level. You don't do that if you don't have a passion and you don't believe you're gonna find a way on that field.
I love your personality right now. Like, why you been keeping so low key, bro? Like, this is what the people need to see, bro.
In part, it was a response to the situation I was in. You know, the narrative was out there was, oh, you know, it's gonna be a media circus. It's gonna be all of that. What else comes with him? It's like, okay, well, I'll be quiet. I'll do all my work behind the scenes. I'll be prepared. And we're gonna continue to reach out to every team for a workout. But as far as what's been done publicly, you said it. I don't really do interviews. I haven't sat down like this with anybody. Why I've been low key is to address the issue that's been raised. And it's like, well, okay, that obviously isn't the issue, so we'll make it public that I can play and build that narrative that way. More than anything, we're just looking for a chance to walk through a door. I handle the rest from there.
When the opportunity presents itself, I'm not a scout, but I don't need to be a scout because I know what it should look like. I know what it should look like based on what I've saw the past 2 days, but being able to see for myself in flesh give me a better understanding, ain't no way in hell he ain't signed nowhere. Because ain't nothing like that. They're tears, again. Right,
right. Yeah, that's not signed.
Remember Carmelo Anthony NBA? Can Carmelo Anthony go from being Carmelo Anthony and being coming off the bench? Can he take league minimum, right? Are you willing to do what Carmelo Anthony did if an opportunity presented itself today and they said, we want to bring you in as the backup? Would you take that?
Yeah.
You'll take that? If an opportunity.
I know I have to find my way back in. Okay. So, yeah, if I have to come in as a backup, that's fine. But that's not where I'm staying. And when I prove that I'm a starter, I want to be able to step on the field as such. I just need that opportunity to walk through the door.
Right.
No teams brought me in for a workout. No team has brought me in for an opportunity. I had the one meeting with Seattle in 2017. And out of that, Pete Carroll said, hey, he's a starter. We have a starter. And, you know, things moved on from there. But they don't have a starter right now.
So why are you putting all this work in? Like, what's driving you? Like, what's the it? Like,
I think more than anything, it's a passion. Like, you had those dreams from when you were a kid. I mean, like, I'm gonna be an NFL player, and I'm gonna win a Super Bowl. Yeah. And for me, I have unfinished business on that front. I've been to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We're one play away. It's like, well, I need to finish that. My mentality isn't just to go out and be like, oh, I want to compete. No, I want to win a championship. And I know that may take different paths to get there, but I wholeheartedly believe I'm gonna make that happen.
If you had a message for GMs and owners and you wanted them to know anything right now, what would you say?
Let's role play. Talk to me, I'm the GM.
Come on,
you doing
method acting?
Yeah, come on, watch this, because I'm the GM. Let's play it.
Let's go. We got you here today.
So, let me come in and compete. I mean, you have your roster. You had a team. Let me come in and compete, show you what I can do.
Well, Cap, you know, football, it's all about eliminating distractions. Like, how do I know if I bring you in and I sign you, that you're going to make my locker room better, that you're going to bring us together?
One, you can know by experience. My coach Jim Harbaugh spoke to it. My coach Chip Kelly spoke to it and said that I made the locker room better. I came in, I prepared, I made the team better. That 2016 season, my last year, my teammates voted me the most courageous and inspirational player. So when you're talking about the people that are actually in the building, that has never come out that I've been a distraction. It's never come out that I've been an issue from the people I played with.
Cap, can I keep it real with you, Cap? This is between you and I. Don't tell nobody. $16 billion industry, Cap. What about our fan base? What do we say to our fan base? Like, what are they going to say?
I say you have end racism in the back of your end zone. You got Black Lives Matter on your helmet. Everything I've said should be in alignment with what you're saying publicly. It's a $16 billion business. When I first took a knee, my jersey went to number one. When I did the deal with Nike, their value increased by $6 billion. $6 billion. With a B.
With a B.
With a B.
We acting. Come on, stay in mode.
Talk, man.
You broke character.
Talk that talk.
So, if you're talking about the business side,
it makes sense.
It shows beneficial. Yeah. If you're talking about the playing side, come in, let me compete. You can evaluate me from there. The NFL is supposed to be a meritocracy. Come in, let me compete. If I'm not good enough, get rid of me. But let me come in and show you.
Been an inspiration for millions. Whether people have had the access to you to let you know, you've been very inspirational.
No, I appreciate that.
Let's go. Y'all talk about
motherfucking Cap. Don't edit that.
Yeah, don't edit that.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we're getting wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
The I Am Athlete Parlay. We've been hot.
These are guaranteed wins.
I'm going to take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchup, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
Download DraftKings Sportsbook. If you download the app and use promo code ATHLETE, you bet $5, you get 150 in new bets, okay? And if you bet on any team to win in the first round, okay, you can stack your bets, put the legs together to make your bet even bigger. The goal is just get in the game. There's so many parlays, same day and same game parlays. There's so much action. Download DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code ATHLETE. Playoff basketball is here. LeBron James, he didn't make it.
DraftKings.com is the sportsbook
I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay, I Am Athlete all day. Promo code athlete. Let's get it. What episode we at? You led the last two shows. I've been going. Episode 25, 26. I don't know. I don't even know what season it is.
Episode 30.
Much anticipated, right? Everybody obviously seen us on the field working with this guy. It's been 5 years since he took his first knee, 2016. I don't know where you were. But where I was in a locker room with the Jets, playing for the New York Jets. And, you know, I never forget leaving practice and running in that locker room, especially as a leader. You know, it's like trying to galvanize a locker room. Like, what are we going to do? Because as football players, as athletes, right, at that level, our job is to eliminate distractions. The guy who wins is the guy who can eliminate distractions off the field. You know, we're talking about marriage, women, you know, clubbing, money, all of the other things, right? At the end of the day, like, when you really look at it, there's a lot of guys that can play ball. But then there's guys that never reach their full potential because they're the distractions, they fall. And so running into that locker room, it's like, okay, what are we going to do? It's the first time in my generation where we really had to look at it. Like, what are you going to – are you willing to sacrifice? You know, I always say we're institutionalized. You know, we're in a box. Just how you play for the National Football League. It's about this shield. That's what it's about. Don't make any fuss.
Yeah. Well, they say no politics, no religion. You know, they're supposed to stay out the locker room.
Right there.
Politics, religion, sexuality.
That's what they tell you.
Right.
I remember that, though, 2016. And our owner came in there and begged us not to kneel. I mean, literally pulled out his heart and asked us not to kneel.
What was his reasoning?
His whole reasoning was that politics don't have nothing to do with the sports side of things.
But that's not like, politics, it's social justice.
I mean, not politics, I'm gonna say religions, and you could say social justice, but he just said that wasn't. We try to keep that out of sports. We try to keep sports different from all of that stuff. So at the time, I wasn't with the kneeling. I wasn't willing to sacrifice my $390,000 that I was getting for some I didn't even know what the f they were standing kneeling for. It took me time to go back and dialect everything, like, damn. Was a little different than what they perceived it to be or what I thought it was, you know what I'm saying? But I'm first to say it, like, they came to me, hey, man, you're the leader of the team. What do you think? And, you know, I said, hey, I ain't with the kneeling, bro. Like, I understand, but I don't understand, but I'm not willing to sacrifice everything I've worked for something that 90% of the guys in the locker room will not do. And that was just me personally. And some of the guys that was on the fence and some of the guys did kneel, you know, we supported them. But me personally, I was one of the guys that was against it.
During that time, I was like, look, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than anything. When you talk about humanity, when you talk about human rights, everybody should be involved no matter what, you know, your cause is, what's in your heart, right? And so during that time, I was nervous and I was scared, but what I wanted was unity, and I wanted us to do it together. Whatever we do it together. Not only on our side of the field, but hell, we playing against the New England Patriots. Those leaders and our leaders need to sit down, the Ryan Fitzpatricks of the world, the Eric Deckers of the world, the Daryl, the D. Revises of the world, the Antonio Cromarties and Nick Mangos of the world. Like, let's all come together and let's all do it. Black, white, all players do it together. And we couldn't unify, right? And so it was really hard
you know, for me, because at the time, like, you know, I was the guy in the locker room. And I was playing for a black coach, Coach Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Here's the situation. Colin Kaepernick came out and talked to I'm Athlete and discussed a lot of issues that led to where he is now 5 years later after that situation. What were your impressions of that conversation?
I wish I could have met him when it was going on. I wish we could have been on a f-ing Zoom call with everybody in there and let him explain that, hey, look, man, this is what I'm thinking. You know what I mean? Because maybe if I could have sincerely seen him or talked to him, it might would have changed my perspective of a lot of things that.
But he spoke to the media and addressed.
Yeah,
what he
but
was
that
doing
was that's different.
And reasoning.
That's different, you know.
Well, why is he speaking now? Is it a situation where he's looked back at the last 5 years and whatever message that he was trying to get across hadn't come across? Is it a situation where he wants to play again? It's been 5 years, he hasn't spoken, you know, about the situation.
I didn't know what to expect because I've never seen him throw in person. I've seen him play. He's good, he's a double threat. I know what he can do because the resume speaks for itself based on what he was able to do. So actually being able to see it in person for the first time and then look like kind of putting two and two together, I know what's out there as far as product on the other 32 teams. There's no reason why he shouldn't be somewhere.
He's better than Mike Glennon.
I can name a few clubs.
You say Mike Glennon.
I'm just throwing out names. He's better than Mike Glennon.
I can name a few clubs where he can go in and do his thing. Again, but at some point, we all have to also think like a GM.
Right.
We also have to think like an owner. We also have to think about those owners and GMs who are worried about sponsorship, who are worried about distraction, because at the end of the day, it all comes down to their bottom line. Money. Does it make sense?
Which he had a great answer for.
He did have a great answer.
He had a great
answer.
I would say this because, like, you know, obviously he had an answer for that, you know, which I found. Yes.
Superb answer.
As a wide receiver, I would say this. 13 years, 7 organizations.
Damn.
I stopped counting. You know, all of us have built amazing relationships in the NFL. At all levels, players, general managers, even owners. Like, we all got people on our line right now we can call. So I'm saying all of that to say that, like, I'm not bullshitting what I'm saying because, you know, we got a pipeline of athletes coming. I need to be able to keep that line open where I'm saying, yo, y'all need to look at this kid. Where I got general managers hitting me up like, yo, my athlete training here.
Chris
How's
Olave.
He looking? Is he doing? Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
How he looking? Yeah.
And so when you said 32 teams, 3 quarterbacks, 96 quarterbacks total, bruh, like, absolutely. Absolutely, he deserved. Like, what I seen, and it wasn't just throwing to me and Ocho, because, like, at the end, they people were like, well, they washed up, they old. But we had, like,
Jarvis.
All pros and Pro Bowl players out there and really good NFL players and Yo, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. What I would like to see, DJ, because you wasn't there, what I would like to see is the timing of it, right? Like, where you take a quarterback and a wide receiver, because that chemistry is everything. You could run a 15-yard comeback. It's an incomplete pass. And it's not the quarterback's fault or the receiver's fault because we just don't know each other. So I want to see Cap with, you know, the same set of receivers, tight ends, running backs, and see how they progress and how he looks 4 or 5 weeks. But everything was there. Like, we challenged him. I pulled on his shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I dove on the ground, like, seeing if he gonna jump over me. I did all of that stuff, bro. And it looked great.
And what he says is he stays ready so that if one day they give him that call, they not gonna catch him slipping. I mean, but for 5 years, like, can you keep that focus and commitment when they continue to shut the door on you and lock you out for 5 years? Now, they paid you to go away. They paid you money to go away.
So what makes them think that they gonna allow him to come back?
He believes he deserves an opportunity. I mean, if you're putting Black Lives Matters on your end zones and on the back of your helmet,
why can't he get a job? That's what he
said. Wasn't that what he was saying?
Listen, it's because they want to control it. right? Just like they want to control him. It's tons of guys sitting at home on the couch that deserve to be on an NFL roster, right? It all depends on what you mean to the team, what you mean to the locker room, and then also if the NFL shield is worried about you. And I think that's what the biggest issue about it is. Like, I didn't need to be out there to know that he's better than, I would say, at least 30 quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
He'll get another shot?
No way.
Why?
Not at all.
Why?
Because it ain't about the talent.
The number one thing about the NFL is to protect that shield. And that situation that happened threatened that. A lot of the threat came because it was a lot of confusion, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was driven by the NFL or who was driving the narrative to keep the confusion, if it was about the military, if it was about whatever it was.
Patriotism,
but there was a lot of confusion. And when you look at it, you basically take the core of the NFL audience and you split them in two.
Yep.
You either for cap or you're against them. And that's too much. So why bring him back in? Because there's no way you can bring him back into the league without that conversation getting started again.
So hold on one second.
Wait a minute. What if the conversation does come up, but he comes back with intent not to distract, but only to compete for a starting job?
All it's going to do is awake those people that weren't woke, right, that had that negative mindset that was preaching, you know, he's anti-patriotism.
Anti-America.
All it's going to do is wake them up again.
So what I hear you saying is it's a distraction.
A huge distraction.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
No, it's not a distraction. It's a threat.
What's the threat?
It's a threat to the NFL and their money.
Okay, all right, so there's a couple things here. One, when you say, let's handle distraction. Remember Tim Tebow. You played with Tim Tebow.
I played with Tim Tebow.
I didn't play with Tim Tebow.
But he was a positive distraction.
How is that a positive distraction if you have Tim Tebow on the bench and it's like everybody's like, Tebow, you got people crying. But
people came to the game to see Tebow. People will not go to the game. People refuse to watch the NFL games because of Kaepernick.
Okay, so he had the number one selling jersey in the NFL.
You got to do the analytics. Who bought it?
Black people. So you don't care about us no
okay,
more?
Okay, so
I'm not saying that.
All right, so time out.
The NFL don't care about us.
No, this is real.
I'm not saying that. The NFL's like, hey, we got that money, but still.
What they saying?
I mean, they put Black Lives Matter in the end zone.
No, hold on. Let's
because
go there.
They're in control of it now.
So distraction.
Huge
Boom.
Distraction.
You said Tim Tebow was a good distraction.
A good distraction.
Okay, but
that is two different things.
But hold on, but in the locker room, we know this. It doesn't matter. I don't give a damn what distraction it is. Eliminate distractions. Don't create no stir.
You're thinking Boom. About your team.
I know. I'm about to get to you with the business because you're right. Everything you're saying is so valid and it's so important. It's critical. It's a $16 billion industry. So the distraction, okay? You got Tim Tebow. You got a Kaepernick, right? Distractions. Okay, Tim Tebow takes time off. How many years? I don't know. Last time he played, he got an opportunity with the Jacksonville Jaguars, right, with his guy, Urban Meyer, right? And that was a
disaster.
Disaster, but a lot of people were pissed off. He got the opportunity, which all caps it, I want an opportunity. So now let's talk about the business. Right, hold on. This is my thing right here. This is real. This is real, and this is why it's so important as players, and we're talking about power of the players. I love the NFL, and I said this so many times on this show. Thank you. Where's my camera? Let me pull a Ocho Cinco right now. Where's my camera? Thank you, NFL. Totally changed my life. Not only my life, but generations. If we're saying 70% of the NFL is black, okay? And now we're in a situation where it's like, damn, what are we going to do? What are we going to sacrifice? I got to think about my mom, my sister, my sister's kids, my uncle, my grandma, all of that. That's real pressure. Even with Dwayne Haskins, the passing of Dwayne Haskins, look at the caption. What it say? Football's family. It's family. That's what we telling each other. That's what we saying. End racism in the end zone. Black Lives Matter in the end zone. Cap ain't family.
I don't think the players haven't stood up enough for him. in my opinion.
But that's why I started this. It's the power. It's the power of the players. So I'm saying that because right now you got us in here. Pat, hold on one second. I'm gonna throw it to you real quick. Because that's exactly why I started this whole little
passionate speech.
Yeah. Not a rant, a speech. Because that's what they do in the media. We get emotional. They say, okay, he's malcontent. Ain't going on a rant. Your ass probably wrote that too. But here's the deal though. The power in the players. I'm sitting here. We sitting here as OGs. We played the game. How many years you played? 11, 13. How many years you played?
14.
How many years you played?
11.
11. We love this game, bro. That's one of our brothers. Football's family.
But
so now we're sitting here saying like there's no way we can look ourselves in the eye. We can hold this shield up and say that this dude started this whole atmosphere that we're in, this environment that we're in. He was the catalyst there, but now he's still paying the price. That's my whole. Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Tea, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash. That's my whole rant.
But what can you do? What can you as a player do about it, Pat?
It's an on-the-fence situation, you know. Are you willing to jeopardize everything for something that you don't fully know 100% what it is?
That's it right there.
How about can I switch?
Nobody ever came to us. Huh?
Let's say we all took a knee, right? Let's say 70% of whatever collectively we represent in the NFL. At this point, 5 years later, what has changed?
Nothing.
I'm asking you. Pat, what has changed?
Let me. You disagree?
I'm saying.
What has changed?
It's nothing. Nothing that's changed except
so
a name on the helmet.
Outside and, of so taking the sacrifice of the actual knee,
right,
has changed what to this point?
I'm asking you a question. I feel there's legislation. There's some legislations in the country, different states.
You talking about lynching legislation?
That ain't got shit to do with policing.
Yes, 100%. Okay. Right. But they throwing bones about shit that should have been changed a long time ago. Just because it's a law and it's a rule,
don't mean people that do it still gonna get punished.
I'm talking about in the sports world. Let's talk about back in football.
We have what
has changed there?
Nothing. What have changed?
What has changed there is that the players finally know their power. The NFL, we had Odell, we had
Saquon Barkley, that's a bad example.
10-20 other black dog.
What I'm saying,
superstar athletes come out in 2020 when George Floyd was killed, racial tensions soaring at an all-time high, not only in the U.S., but in the world. And they came out and said, what if it was me?
George Floyd.
And then all of a sudden, now we get, like, I think, yes, there's more we can do. But think about when we first came in the league back 2006, 2007. We would have never thought about saying any of that stuff or doing that stuff. We were in the box, bro. We were institutionalized, bro.
Still institutionalized.
But what I'm saying is,
in a way.
B.
Well, most of them still.
Tell me what was. What was his whole, what was the whole cause? Now, I respect him because today I really felt that he was genuine about what he believed in. You know what I mean? But when this was going on, what was told to you?
Nothing.
So how in the f*** you gonna get a knee on the knee? You willing to sacrifice what you work millions and millions of hours to be where you at? And to stand, I'm not saying stand for something that you don't know, but basically that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because no one was informed about, hey, look, man, we feel blase, 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 in a letter going around, or even a text message to guys on the teams. It came out of really nowhere.
Pat, look, so I wasn't playing. I was retired. I was actually working in media. I was covering the Dolphins, and I got asked the question on radio. And, you know, being a player and then not being a player, obviously, I have a different perspective of it. And, you know, I said I wouldn't have taken a knee. And everybody in there lost their mind. They figured, you're a football player, you're black, you're supposed to take a knee. The reason that I wouldn't have taken a knee, and I'm that type, I ride for my boy. Like, if we going down, we all going down. The reason I wouldn't have taken a knee is because there was no plan in place, right? So you expect me to jeopardize. I got a nice little bubble. Me, my kids, my family, we live in this nice little bubble, right? A lot of bad things happen on a lot of bubbles.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We love that bubble. You understand what I'm saying?
A lot of things happen in this world, but in my bubble, my bubble is around a B+, A- on an average day. So you're asking me to jeopardize that for what? Because I look at it as we take a knee, GM, coach, look at me differently. Now I'm not getting that next deal. Now Nike, whoever it is, don't want to sign me. What's the next step? So I think the biggest issue was, and you know, I've seen some things about Cap when he spoke about it. He said, you know, in the beginning, it was just a passion. He felt it. He said he wasn't even educated on, you know, everything himself. And I think the NFL abused that, and they took that, and they spent it. And that's when they went to that whole patriotism, anti-patriotism situation. But the biggest problem, the reason you didn't get 70%, the reason you didn't get 100% of us, which is 70%, is because nobody knew what was happening.
Right.
If they would have came in and said, look, here's what we're going to do, dog. We finna take a knee. And if they don't see that, then we finna do this. And if they don't see that, then we finna do this. And we gonna keep doing this and hitting their pockets until they do something.
But guess what though? Here's my whole thing, new movements, right? This is the second wave, that was the second wave actually started in 2020 of the civil rights movement, okay? My whole thing with this is like, sometimes it takes that disruptor, that trailblazer, that person just go. I don't got no motherfucking plan, I'm just going and we'll figure it out as we go, okay? Activator. Cap, no plan, okay? Had to scramble to do that. Then the Players Coalition popped up with Anquan Boldin and Malcolm Jenkins. Okay, let's put the plan in place. What are we doing? How do we come together, right? I say all that to say this. 2020. What happened? It wasn't NFL season when everything was happening. It was the NBA. Lockdown, then they went to the bubble in Orlando, Florida. They did everything you said.
Oh.
The NBA.
What did they do?
They all came together. The big dogs came
Great
together
awareness.
And said, so
can
they
I ask
said,
you, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Why can't they come together? Because they got what?
15.
I know what you're about
they
to say.
They got you money. They got guaranteed you money.
Guaranteed.
Can before you finish, can I say something?
Just be realistic.
Can I say something?
They
can I say something?
You grab your about money.
Can I say something before we move on? Because you know, we've had this conversation several times on the show, and this is when me and you really get after it, like we fight. So can we not fight?
No, we're not going to fight. I'm just saying, I want you to be realistic.
This is when the viral
Again,
moments happen.
I mean, it's 70% of us in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Of that 70%, how many are willing to kneel and sacrifice the money that they're making and being paid with no long-term end goal in sight? Just doing it just to do it.
100%.
And it's hard to bring awareness.
But here's the difference, and this is the difference between the NBA and the NFL, because everything you're saying is right. When you look at the NBA PA, who runs the NBA
LeBron
PA?
LeBron James, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, superstars. And when they were going through that, who was walking through the door? Kobe Bryant, all the big dogs. Bro, 2010, when I was playing for the Dolphins, 2011, we're the year of the lockout, who was on those calls? Who? Player reps? The punters, the long snappers. The special team.
Hey, you was
guy.
On. You were on. You were big
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but I was the second rep. I was like one of the few superstars that was actually a part of the whole discussion.
That's way different.
But hold on. We paid, and this is what when we went viral. This is when we went viral. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all ain't understand what I was trying to say, and I turned into a meme. You ain't understand what I was trying to say, Ocho. But all I was saying
what you're
is
saying, but it's an understanding. But still, no.
Drew Brees, the faces.
We still have no leverage. We still have no leverage.
But what I was saying, what I'm saying is, with the NFL, who's the face of the NFL? That's the quarterbacks. Then you obviously got the superstars, right? The skill positions, et cetera, et cetera.
They bubble ain't getting affected, B.
But y'all see, this is where y'all cut me off last time, and I snapped.
Listen, they bubble ain't never gonna get affected.
I know, but all I'm saying is this.
So you asking him? You asking him to go help the brother? That's what you asking?
No, what I'm saying is the difference between the NBA and the NFL is like the NBA. You have the superstars, the faces of that's just really controlling it. They're together. That's the power is there. In the NFL, who's running our players' association is not the Tom Brady's of the world, the Drew Brees of the world, the Peyton Manning's of the world. We paid Drew Brees $1 million to actually be a part of the CBA discussion.
But you're missing the point on why the NBA players are in power. To begin with,
it's only 10 NBA players.
But and then okay, now let's settle this because like this was it's it really hit.
We talk about the big boys.
No, because all I'm saying is this. Okay, but what if our quarterbacks? What black, white don't matter. What if the dogs of the NFL, the NFL was running the Players Association?
That's a hypothetical that will never be in place, and they will never sacrifice.
And I don't think it'll make a difference
for those issues.
It does matter. I don't think it does matter because the face of the NBA, they're black and they're paid.
And guaranteed.
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 Right?
That's where the power comes
in. At that point in time?
That's the power.
Well, it's no debate if it's guaranteed or not.
Huh?
It's fully guaranteed.
I mean, it's long enough. And when you look at the NFL, that ain't the situation, right? You're asking a Drew Brees, you're asking a Peyton Manning, you're asking an Aaron Rodgers, who, yes, I love you. We speak family and you're my brother in the locker room. But it's hard to really go out there and jump on that grenade when this situation isn't affecting you or affecting your loved ones. It's really hard to go. And then on top of that, they get in a weird situation because it's like, how can somebody that's not really being affected by the situation really speak openly and passionate about it?
Right.
So that's the difficulty. That's the difficulty about it. Like,
right.
The guaranteed money. That's the number one thing.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget the question in the locker room that when we was talking. I think this one I just had got 3 for 30. And I looked and I said, man, $325,000 after tax.
Well, you keep saying that, but you don't understand. It's $325,000 a year or $325,000
a week.
Well, say that. That's
what I'm saying.
People don't understand. Pat.
I just said I had just read up. I had 3 for 30.
Yeah.
I was getting about $325,000.
Yeah, those checks is crazy.
And we in the locker room like this. Tez getting $200. I'm like, bro, why are you gonna sit down on the, where did these folks cut your ass? I said, boy, these goddamn 300 don't come. I said, bro, ain't no way we can do this. And we sat there and joked about it, like,
Hell no.
Right.
Why would we do that? He's like, and the whole conversation was, it's not like the NBA. Because one thing about football, when they went on that strike way back when, guess what they do? It's a lot of more motherfuckers that want to play in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
What year was
you
that?
You get what I'm saying?
But that was the 80s. He's talking about the first.
They had
jobs already
in the offseason. Let's do this.
Ocho moment. Look at my camera. Look, we're going to bring the food out. Chef, come out. Bring the food. You talked about the money. You talked about the quarterbacks. We got Deshaun Watson. We have Dwayne Haskins. We have Russell Wilson. We have Baker Mayfield. There's so many discussions that we have to have. We got a live performance. LaRussell.
Sky's on the track, boat.
Beautiful. House of Athlete, thank you for having me. Can I get a yee? There we go. Incredible. Super honored to be here, man. We out from California. Incredible, legendary. Yeah. Hey. African nigga in a European whip. Like we ain't come here on no European ship. Fuck your opinion, shut your European lips. Money and murder, that's that European. I know better, I just hold my tongue. Niggas yelling out, told her while I'm on my run. Happily wave back as I hold my gun. Oh shit, I seen a lot of niggas die, they all look like me. Know your rights get denied when you look like me. Yeah, we both from different sides, but you look like me. How come the man in the mirror never look like me? Unfamiliar, quite peculiar, do you know yourself? Are you tending to your garden, do you grow yourself? Are you living in the past? Do you hold yourself accountable for all that's bad like you owe yourself? A new life, a new bitch, a new you. Some new goals, some new hoes, a new crew. You know them, you know us and them too. You know who everybody is, but who you? I ain't trying to preach cause I hate that shit. But I see niggas dying and I hate that shit. Smiling all the time, I gotta fake that shit. I hate 20 shots, why I make that shit? Sharing all this pain for the income I could gain. Great granny was a slave, why would I ever cop a chain? Gave us band-aids like that could ever stop the pain. Niggas used to hang for these songs that I sang. Niggas used to die for these pictures that I post. Niggas used to die trying to get a right to vote. Liberty and life, they say we got a right to both. But we ain't had rights since they drug us off that boat. Took us from our land, then took our land from us. Cost an arm and a leg, they really took our hands from us. Threw us in them cages, taxed all our wages. Taught us their religion, rewrote all the pages. Been this way for ages, threw us in the mazes. Made it off them cotton fields, now we on the stages. Rapping about ass sheets, we rapping about pain. Rapping about Benzes, we rapping about gangs. Rapping about oppression, we rapping about pain. I'm rapping about all that, I gotta share the blame. They rapping on the contract, they rapping for the fame. They rapping in a slave deal, we clapping while they hang. Dance, nigga. House of Athletes.
Thank you. All right, man.
Incredible.
Appreciate you. That was dope, bro.
Thank all of you guys for having me.
LaRussell.
Hey, it was lit, bro. It was inspiring at the same time, too. It's just like everything he was saying is like, in my opinion, what we need in our community in terms of music. But I feel like that's what you have when you have black people coming from what he's talking about, endorsing this stuff. So the reason why I personally feel like we got the music we got nowadays is because 70% of the music that's consumed nowadays is by suburban kids. And what do they like? They like thug life, they like rap, they like this, they like that, and that's what we're gonna get. But a downfall to it is that that's how we're perceived as a people. And really, it's just, they just trying to sell an image, you know, honestly.
Chef over there dropping knowledge.
Love it.
A little bit.
Appreciate that. I mean, that was impactful, that was moving. What you got for us, Chef?
So today, pretty much what we have is a lava cake and a vanilla bean cream sauce with berries and chocolate covered nuts. Pause.
All right, love you, bro.
appreciate y'all.
Chocolate covered nuts.
All right, so look, dynamic conversation, dynamic discussion so far. We talked about the money, we talked about the quarterbacks.
Talk about the money?
Did we talk about? I feel like
we
it's always about the money.
You know we do. We keep going in circles.
with hypotheticals, obviously coming from Brandon, and really not understanding the bottom line. The reason NBA players have the levers that they do and can pull the shit that they pull is simply because they have the power, because the money they make is guaranteed. It's simple as that.
I say this all the time, and this is a conversation that I love to have with y'all. You know the reason why the NBA and Major League Baseball have guaranteed contracts? It's not because it's written in the CBA. That is the culture of their league and the culture of the contracts that they write. They're no different than y'all. When Kirk Cousins got his fully guaranteed contract after playing on a franchise tag for 2 years, who followed him? Absolutely nobody. It should have been Russell Wilson because he was the next quarterback to get a deal. Should have been Patrick Mahomes. But you know what? You know who got the next guaranteed contract? Deshaun Watson.
I was just going to say, all of his is guaranteed.
Right.
Coming off 22 allegations of sexual assault. And he's the next guy to break down that barrier. And now it's on Lamar Jackson to do it. And the quarterbacks have to be the first ones to do it, so then the receivers can get the $25 million fully guaranteed. The linebackers, they could get their $12 million fully guaranteed. Yeah, y'all not going to get it. y'all crashed that dummy.
It ain't happening.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I remember talking to an agent, a friend of mine, and he was negotiating a big-time contract at the time, a pay-setting contract. And he was doing it with a team that didn't have any money to give him the signing bonus. Because, you know, some teams out there real poor. Y'all know the teams out there.
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Yeah, you play for one. And I was talking to him, and we were working through it, and I was like,
rich poor.
Okay, why don't you become the first agent who gets your player, your linebacker, a fully guaranteed contract? They don't have this big money signing bonus money. Get them a fully guaranteed contract and break down that barrier. And he was like, yeah, it's a good idea, but I'm going to look bad to my peers. They're going to use that deal against me.
You don't think it has anything to do with injury?
I mean.
I think, say it again. You don't think the reason that NFL contracts aren't fully guaranteed.
So a lot of risk.
Why quarterbacks get it?
So a lot of risk.
His quarterbacks are different.
Quarterbacks are getting it.
Well, because all the rules have changed now. You can barely touch a quarterback.
Right, right. Risk.
Look, throughout the year, how many quarterbacks end up on with season-ending injuries versus linebackers, running backs, receivers, people that's out there getting pulled on, twisted on, hitting high and low? I'm going to play GM. I'm going to play Mr. Owner Man. Nah.
It ain't happening. All right, let me play player then. Like, I'm in my prime. And I always say this. It's like, because I'm with O.
It's guaranteed as long as you stay healthy.
Well, the rookie salaries are guaranteed.
But
right
that's
now.
Peanuts. A good deal.
That's peanuts.
I'm saying peanuts.
The
number one pick gonna make $40 million.
They changed that the year before Vaughn.
$35 million is 40, bro.
$35 is really like 23 after taxes.
Well, we know that part. We're less than that.
You get what I'm saying?
My thing with this whole, it's like a fair deal, a good deal is a fair deal with both sides wins. My thing to the player, especially in the NFL, is this. You never want to be in a situation where you're a lame duck. You never want to be in a situation where you're consuming all the risk, right? So you take an athlete who's in their final year of their contract. I just don't believe in one-year deals in the National Football League because of what you said, and that's the risk. So for me, it's, you know, a fair deal is where both parties, both sides, take on the risk.
No.
And if you're in the last year of your contract, as an NFL player, you're consuming all the risk. That is not a fair deal. A franchise tag needs to be blown up. It's not a fair deal.
Just look at all this right now. Everybody that's working here, part of our staff, you tell them what you could pay them. They don't accept it, you find somebody else. What's the difference in any other profession? What's the difference in any other business? You want the owners to be fair. You know, this is my company, this is my business. The contracts don't have to be fair, because at the end of the day.
But it's gotta be to where you agree with it, like he said. What's fair to me, Ocho, might not be fair to you.
But Ocho used to say this all the time. If I'm not performing, a team can get rid of me. If my team ain't performing, well, I can't get rid of the team. That makes a lot of sense. If shit was fair. It ain't fair.
And honestly,
basketball is the only place that happened.
And another thing we need to be realistic about, we have to understand the caliber of player that is guaranteed contract worthy as well. It ain't gonna be that many of them in the NFL. You know, maybe two or three people out of the 1,600.
It's gotta start somewhere.
That are guaranteed worthy.
It's gotta start somewhere.
Not even worthy, those are the guys that you're willing to take that risk for. With.
Right, well, all right, let me push the conversation forward. I've spent the last almost a week with him intimately. Like, he came down here to train. He came down here to throw. And, you know, I asked him, I said, what's your goal? Why? He said, I want to play football. And I sat down, I said, as a brother, bro, like I said, obviously, if you sit with us, that's big for us. You know what I mean? And I hate to, like, lead with that. You know, it feels selfish. But that's big for us. Like, it's been 5 years. He's never really sat down with someone intimately like that. We're the first. And I said, obviously, it's big. But you really got to hear me. If you're saying you want to get back in the NFL, we need to hear from you. Everybody's been telling your story. You haven't been telling your story. So I'm the one that said, yo, Cap, I feel like you. If this is what you really want, we need to hear from you because we all have questions. I'm like, bro, like I'm in the office, like mapping it out for him. Like, dog, like, you are a civil rights leader. When I think about you, I think about you standing next to, when it's all said and done, they're gonna be talking about you like Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. I truly believe that.
He stood for something and he sacrificed a lot for it.
Right.
And
yeah, he did.
What I really enjoyed about the discussion was, one, watching him on the field, watching you guys work with him. You know, he was on the field 45 minutes extra throwing to whoever would work with him, trying to just get the work in. And I don't think you do that if you're just going through the motions.
I don't think it's a gimmick. He definitely want to play football. Does he have the tools? Hell yeah, he has the tools. The shit that he did out there today, you just don't get normal guys doing that, man. Right. I'm talking about the one ball, he almost threw the kid into the fence. It was about 75 yards. I'm like, God damn, on the run, you know?
Right.
So to be putting in that work, it's hard to put on a fake persona of you want to play football. You know what I mean? To come out there and throw balls for 2.5 hours to anybody. You know what I mean? That's.
I mean, he has some NFL receivers now.
I don't think it was today. Wasn't the other day he had a lot of NFL receivers.
Yeah.
Today was no NFL receivers.
CFL guys and.
Yeah, but.
He'll take whatever he can get.
He out there throwing it, though.
And what I found interesting about the conversation, because we, you know, there's a lot of myths put out there. He talked about that himself. He said, what I don't like is that there's a lot of false narratives out there. And the NFL has this narrative that he doesn't really want to play. He wants to be a martyr. He wants to go down in history as a Muhammad Ali. He really doesn't want to play football. We've offered him contracts and he's turned them down. And Colin cleared that up. He said, you know, Seattle's the only team that's ever talked to me. They didn't work me out. Pete Carroll said, you're a starting quarterback. We have a starting quarterback.
But I also, so during that time, that was my last year in the NFL. During that time, so that happened. And then a couple weeks later, I'm on the phone with Russell Wilson. I'm like, yo, come get me. Came and got me. And so when I got there in Seattle, had my workout, crushed it, they signed me. And I asked Coach Carroll about it, Pete Carroll. And this is what he said. He was like, look, we like him. I want to sign him, but we're a part of this deposition now. So, like, that's the conflict, you know? But, like, if you think about it, like, Collins feeling, you know, is like, well, that kind of excludes you from it if, you know, you actually sign me. That's what that's about. But, like, it's a conflict, right? Like, I'm suing the NFL, but I'm also, so I'm about to sign with this team, but I'm also a week later, 2 weeks later, I'm about to be interviewing you. I'm coming out to Seattle and I'm questioning you about this whole thing.
He's already settled that litigation, that lawsuit. There's a settlement out there, and the NFL basically paid Colin Kaepernick to go away. Now, the issue that I guess the league is having is that kind of won't go away. And for good reason, because he still wants to play. 32 teams, 3 quarterbacks per team. There are 96 quarterbacks on an NFL roster during a regular season, about 96. Are there 96 guys better than Colin Kaepernick right now?
No.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you got a light that we're getting real straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie detector test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.